from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It is over. It is finally, finally over.
Everybody deserves a win after this streak.
This could do it. Out to left field, coming in. Benintendi, and the streak is over. After 21 L's in a row, the White Sox come to the West Coast and get their first win in a long time. Say it with me. Southside, stand up.
That's my favorite part. That's my favorite part. Southside, stand up. White Sox, 21 consecutive losses. They beat the A's last night, 5-1. Astros better not lose a damn game.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, yeah. Man. And whoever your favorite team is, you always worry about losing to the team that's on a losing streak or a team that's winless.
Yep. Man, they've got so many tough games coming up. If they can't lose us, they got a 3-game series in the middle of it all. Against a bunch of good squads, amidst a bunch of good squads with the White Sox. They can't lose a single game.
They can't, man.
Better not.
They got to dominate,
you
too,
cannot lose a game to the White Sox. They're pitiful.
And that's the thing with the Astros. They like, downplay the competition, I guess, if I'm saying it correctly. So it's just like, if they were to lose, just like, come on, man. Like, come on. You know, it's just like, y'all should sweep these guys.
I don't think anybody would be surprised if they did.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because they're so awesome.
Yeah.
But that's stuff that happens.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm sick just thinking about it.
Yeah. All right, so we got the semifinals, USA basketball. I'm telling you what. Coming into the Olympics, I was like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think they might be gettable.
Y'all were scared?
I was a little nervous.
As soon as KD came back, I was like, we're good.
Yeah, but the world is catching up.
Yeah.
You got Joker. You got Wemby.
Yeah.
You got Wemby playing his ass off. So they got the final four now, but USA just rocked last night against Brazil. Like, they just
killed
them.
It wasn't even close.
In the other one, in the other semi, so it's going to be the Americans against Serbia. And Nikola Jokic, and that's today. And also is going to be France against Germany. Now, Wemby's playing.
Yeah.
Wemby's playing. Dylan Brooks and Canada are out. They flat out struggled, Canada did. I think he was 1 out of 9 from the field. Dylan Brooks
sound
was.
Sound about right.
Yeah, 1 out of 9. So they're out. So the Americans are going to win the gold medal, right? This, like, the game against Serbia today is basically the gold medal game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whoever, France
and Germany are in the other semifinal.
Okay. So if France win, U.S. will be playing France.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's about it.
I think today's the game.
I think they could get past France.
Yeah. Serbia's going to be. Now, they did beat Serbia by 26 in the pre-Olympics.
Yeah.
Whatever, we'll see.
It's still a good team, though.
It's a real good team.
Yeah.
It's a real good team, so we'll see that. By the way, did you see, this was the funniest thing yesterday, USA playing Brazil. Did you see what happened to LeBron?
Nah.
So, I guess it was late in the game. The Americans were already way up on on Brazil, and LeBron was going to the bench, like he was coming out of the game, he was going to the bench, and the crowd went nuts. And you got to see the video. So he's walking to the bench, and the crowd is going like crazy. He does the put the crown on my head thing and kind of waves and all that. Yo, LeBron, they weren't clapping for you. They weren't clapping for you. So the France game was coming up next, and that the French swimmer that won all the gold medals, Leon Marchand,
yeah,
was walked into the stadium.
Oh, okay.
And LeBron's going, thank you, thank you.
That's kind of like walking, if you walking in the hallway and somebody like, hey, what's up, man? Yeah. And then you think they talking to you.
Oh,
and somebody behind you, you're like, oh.
That happened to me like last weekend. Yeah. Like I was at the boat ramp, I mean at my marina down in Aransas, and somebody goes, hey, and put up his hand. So I started walking over there, like thinking there's a listener or something. He was talking to his wife, who was behind me. I was like, oh, my bad.
No, that happened to me a couple times, like especially with my hair.
Yeah.
So me and my wife can be walking around. I'm like, oh, I love your hair.
Yeah.
And I'm used to getting that compliment. So yeah. I'm like, oh, thank you. Oh, no, I was talking about her, but your hair looked nice, too.
Your hair is okay. So this is what it sounded like.
Somebody just stood up. The question is, as an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
As Caboclo slams inside.
I can't see. Is that the swimmer?
It could be Marchand. I think it's Marchand in here. It is.
It is.
Leon Marchand.
Yeah.
Who had a fantastic Olympics. A French swimmer who is one of the best in the world and proved it with a couple of gold medals here in front of the home crowd, and he got quite the ovation.
Yeah, that's love.
Very much so, rightfully so. But that's what makes the Olympics so great. Basketball, it's been an amazing competition. There's a great look at Marchand here in the
I don't care who you are. That's embarrassing.
It's so funny because the camera zooms into LeBron.
It zoomed in on LeBron. They go, oh.
Because I bet you the camera probably thought that's who they were cheering for, too. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, never mind. We're cheering for somebody else.
He does the little crown, crown on me thing. He's like, okay.
Ain't nobody thinking about you, LeBron.
not this time.
Not right now.
And not this time, LeBron. So TNT. Is no longer going to be called Inside the NBA. I'm telling you, I mentioned this yesterday.
Yeah.
We're going to hear, okay, so it's going to be called Inside Sports now, after this coming season.
Yeah, they're looking to brand into Inside Sports.
Yeah.
Since they won't be covering in the NBA.
Right. But they're going to still have Charles Barkley and the crew, or I think most of the crew, there. I'm telling you, Charles Barkley is going to do studio shows on this Inside Sports on TNT. He's going to be talking about Major League Baseball. And I can't wait.
I would like to see that.
I can't wait.
And I think I think Inside the NBA is one of the greatest pregame, postgame shows ever. And I think the one thing I like about that show is they get off a topic. They talk about other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see them talk about baseball.
Yeah.
I would like to see them talk about the Astros
and
all that stuff. So I'm gonna be super excited about this.
Ernie, those Astros, blah blah. You ever seen any water in Galveston?
Yeah. Or just imagine Charles Barkley. Yeah, I ain't see those trash cans out there.
Yes. Oh, you know that's trash coming. Cans? You know that's coming.
That's the only reason they won.
Yeah.
And y'all know that Shaqt and a Fool segment that they do?
Yeah.
I can already see him putting, batters swinging at, like, horrible pitches outside of the zone. Oh, man. They're going to have so much fun.
Tripping
with
and falling and like second
in the,
base.
Like, in the playoffs, they're going to put Shaq and Barkley in the batting cage.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. They're going to put trying to take some cuts.
Yeah.
Now, I do think Barkley's going to be really good in college football. He follows college football, he loves college football.
Yeah,
you know he's going to be talking about Auburn all the time, but MLB, that's what I can't wait for.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.